Manhattan that was part of the draft riots of the Civil War years, when they were trying to draft people, mainly Irish, my heritage. And the Irish objected and forgot the, because blacks were taking jobs where the that the Irish had held, that there was a lot of violence against blacks by Irish, and there was this little mention that blacks fled to places like Weeksville, but we don't know much. There was only that, you know, we were just picking up little hints of what is probably very interesting. The details would be very interesting, but it was hard research. So I should have asked Jennifer, getting more details about what they found in the last 20 years, you know, that would supplement what we found.
Jim, is there anything else that you would like to share that we haven't had a chance to discuss?
Well, I'd say that I it was a great experience for me, probably the most rewarding that I ever had. I had an interesting life, but this was perhaps the most interesting and rewarding, primarily, I think, from the people that I met, like Joan Maynard and Wilson Williams and Dolores and Pat and Dewey Harley. We used to be a team. O.D. Williams, the judge, had told me about Dewey Harley being one of his neighbors from the 20s. And then I met him, and he became like a deputy director. We would go give slideshows on what we were doing in the early days. And we'd give them anywhere, in barbershops or any little group. And we became known as Hurley and Harley. And no one, they couldn't tell who was Hurley or who was Harley. So we had both answered to both names. And he was a character, and sometimes hard to get along with, but and later on there was a problem with getting something out of his family. He died fairly early. He'd been born in the year of the Spanish-American War. That was why he was called Dewey. Admiral Dewey was the admiral of that war. And I can't remember his first name, but we all knew him as Dewey Harley. I don't think that was his first name, but that was his nickname. Anyway, he was quite a character, and we went everywhere as Hurley and Harley. Timmy Vincent was another personality, and of course Joe Haynes was a wonderful person. So, and there were a bunch of others, Dr. Archie Glover, who had a big voice. He was a member of the board, and we would get in big arguments because he was very authoritative. He didn't like to be his opinion to be confronted. So I often did, and some others. But he was a good guy. I mean, he was basically a very helpful person to us. And he had a lot of authority, and he didn't like his authority to be not recognized. Anyway, all those people, there's so many of them that were, it was a wonderful experience just knowing all these people, and Joan and Joe particularly, and Dolores and Pat, they were, you know, a great experience, and great became key people in my life. So I've had a, as I said, a very interesting life, and but this is the most, has been the most interesting, mainly because of the wonderful people that were involved in this. So that's as much as I can say. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, Jim, I'd like to thank you for your willingness to sit with me to discuss your experiences at the Weeksville Heritage Center and the project from its conception or from its rediscovery up until the present. And I sincerely enjoyed our time together.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I did too. And I hope you'll get other testimonies, or that there will be other testimonies that will either confirm or, you know, change what I've said, what my recollections have been, because there was certain parts. I think the airplane ride, I wanted to try and straighten out before it gets to be a total myth. But there are other parts of it that, you know, the role of Barbara Jackson and Robert Swan is still unclear. You know, it should be more testimony should be gotten, so that we can appreciate their role more than maybe I could at the time. Because Robert Swan's role, we looked forward with great pleasure to what he would contribute, and he did contribute, but somewhere along the line it went off kilter. Something happened, I don't know what, and or he just, his total conclusion was not the same as ours. So I hope somebody will straighten that out someday, or at least get his version of events, so that it can be, appreciated what he did and how he saw things differently than some of us. And Barbara Jackson, too. Maybe that controversy we had, maybe there's another, her side of it has not been totally appreciated.
Well, thank you again.
My thanks to you for hearing me. I'm afraid I haven't been all that clear, but I hope at least that it sets some things down. The way I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. You're very clear.